Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karan. The headlines this Saturday, October 16th, 2021. Poland to spend 1.5 billion Polish zloty on energy price subsidies. Poland has unlikely allies in primacy of EU law spat. And new bid to boost Poland's hydrogen sector. Good afternoon. The Polish government has pledged to provide subsidies to Polish consumers to the tune of 1.5 billion Polish zloty to help offset the recent rises in energy prices that are being felt across Europe. The wholesale price of natural gas has rocketed as a combination of tight supply and high demand from economies recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic have pushed up prices. The subsidies will cover households who are in a vulnerable economic position and could extend as far as covering 1 in 5 households across the nation. The plan also includes support for energy companies by delaying liabilities so that they can avoid falling into debt. Two unlikely allies have emerged in the ongoing spat between Poland and the EU institutions over the primacy of national laws over EU laws. In the first instance, the outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that the EU institutions should await the outcome of a decision by the Court of Justice of the European Union on the matter before taking other steps, such as stopping funds going to Poland or threats by some MEPs to take legal action against the European Commission. Ms. Merkel said that such actions by MEPs was a bit saddening. The second ally of the Polish government can be found in the French newspaper Le Figaro. The boss of the paper wrote in an article that European institutions go beyond their prerogatives by engaging in matters that do not concern them, and as soon as a country in the EU dares to pursue an overly conservative social policy, it is called to order in the name of European values. Poland's government and industry have agreed to jointly develop hydrogen technology as the country seeks to reduce its reliance on coal. The government deputy climate minister said, "Our goal is to make hydrogen technology commonplace in the future, as it will be used in both cargo and public transport, as well as in the energy and heating sectors," adding that the team-up also aimed to support technologies in heavy industry, energy-consuming sectors and in energy storage projects. And finally, Gdańsk Airport has reported worse passenger numbers this year than the same time last year. From January to the end of September 2021, the airport in Gdańsk handled 6.4% fewer travellers than in the same period last year. However, the transport of goods rose by almost 37% over the same period, according to the airport owners. The airport also recorded a large increase in non-scheduled connections, mainly charter flights. This year there have been over 190,000 charter flights, an increase in 195% over the same period last year.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with a moderate breeze and chances of showers during the day, with temperatures reaching 11 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping to 7 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue cloudy with temperatures reaching 11 degrees again during the day and 6 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.